excited. Welcome to Math Eye with Mike. Today, we're diving into what might be one of the most fundamental challenges to deep learning. What if the very way we design our AI models is fundamentally flawed?
This isn't just an academic question. It has huge implications for how we build, train, and even control advanced AI.
Exactly. This research suggests that our current understanding of deep learning might be an illusion. It proposes a radically different way to think about how these complex systems actually learn.
Okay, illusion is a strong word. Tell me more. What exactly is this paper challenging?
Well, for decades, we've seen deep learning models as a stack of layers. You know, one layer feeds into the next. This paper, called Nested Learning, or NL, completely reimagines that. It says a model isn't just layers. It's actually a deep stack of nested optimization problems.
Nested optimization problems? What does that mean? Think of it like this. Every single component of a model, even things we don't usually consider learning, is actually its own learning module. Each module has its own objective. Crucially, each has its own update frequency.
Ah, okay. So it's not one big monolithic learning process. It's many smaller ones, all happening at once?
Precisely. The authors use a great analogy, brainwaves. Imagine your model has different clocks ticking at different speeds. Some parts update very slowly, others incredibly fast.
That's interesting. Can you give me an example of these different clocks in a real model?
Sure. Take a standard transformer. The low-frequency clock would be the pre-training step. The feed-forward network, or FFN, parameters are updated then. But after pre-training, they're often frozen. Their update frequency drops to zero.
So, once trained, they're static. Got it. And the high-frequency clock?
That's your recurrent state in an RNN, or the attention cache in a transformer. These parameters update at every single token. They reflect the immediate context, changing constantly.
So the illusion is that we've been treating all these different frequencies as one big architecture. We see training as a single event.
Exactly. NL provides a mathematical framework to deconstruct this. It treats learning as a continuous, multi-timescale process. This changes everything.
Wow. So this isn't just about a new model, but a new way of thinking about models. What's the first aha moment from this framework?
The biggest initial insight is how it deconstructs standard optimizers. The paper makes a very novel claim. An optimizer is not just a rule. It's a learning module itself.
An optimizer is a learning module? Even something as basic as gradient descent?
Yes, even gradient descent. In NL, GD isn't just an update rule. It's a one-level optimization problem. Imagine the network's weight matrix, W, is an associative memory. We'll call it M. The standard GD update is mathematically equivalent to taking a single gradient step. This step solves an optimization problem, minimizing the loss based on the input data and what they call a local surprise signal, which is actually the gradient.
Okay, so the gradient itself is like a signal telling the memory how to adjust. That's a clever way to reframe it. What about something more complex, like gradient descent with momentum?
That's where it gets really interesting. GD with momentum is a two-level nested optimization. Level 1 is the slow outer loop. That's the main network weights, W, being updated by the momentum term.
And level 2?
Level 2 is fast. It's the momentum term itself. The paper shows that the momentum update rule is also a single gradient step. It solves its own inner optimization problem. The momentum buffer, M, is an associative memory. It's a simple linear one, but its job is to compress the history of past gradients.
So the momentum term isn't just a mathematical trick. It's a tiny, dedicated learning system that remembers past gradients. That's a huge shift in perspective.
It really is. And if the momentum term is just a simple memory, why not make it more powerful? This leads to the paper's first set of novel proposals.
Like what? How can you make an optimizer more powerful?
First, they suggest more expressive memory. Instead of a simple linear update for M, replace it with a full-blown multi-layer perceptron, an MLP. This creates deep momentum gradient descent, or DMGD. The optimizer itself becomes a deep model. It learns to capture complex gradient dynamics, not just average them linearly.
Wait, so the optimizer is a neural network? That's incredible. It learns how to learn better?
Precisely. And second, they propose more expressive objectives. Instead of momentum just accumulating gradients, they change its internal objective. The idea is to turn momentum into an error-correcting system. It tries to predict the next gradient. Then it updates based on the prediction error.
Ah, so it's not just passively remembering, it's actively trying to anticipate and refine its memory.
Exactly. This allows the momentum memory to manage its capacity intelligently. It learns to ignore redundant information. It focuses on new, surprising gradients. This makes the history storage much more efficient.
Okay, so in short, we've deconstructed deep learning from layers into nested optimization problems. We've shown optimizers are learning modules, and we can make those optimizers much smarter, even deep networks themselves. What's the next big aha moment?
The second aha is applying this same logic to architectures. Take a linear attention model, or an RNN. The NL perspective splits this into two distinct optimization problems. Again, they operate at different frequencies.
So, similar to the optimizers, an architecture also has these slow and fast learning loops?
Yes. Level 1, the outer loop, is the pre-training of the query, key, and value projection matrices. Those are the WQ, WK, and WV. This is a slow-frequency optimization that runs over the entire dataset. Then it stops.
And the inner, faster loop?
That's level 2. It's the recurrent state update. For example, MT equals MT minus 1 plus VT times KT. The paper shows this update is also a single step of a gradient descent algorithm. It solves an inner optimization problem at every single token. This state, M, is an associative memory. It learns to map keys to values within the immediate context.
So it's like a short-term memory that's constantly being updated, and the outer loop is the long-term foundational knowledge.
That's a great analogy. NL provides a clean separation between these two processes. We typically backpropagate through the level 2 process to update the level 1 parameters. But NL suggests these are two distinct learning systems.
So how do they put all this theory into practice? What's the methodological contribution?
That's the Continuum Memory System, or CMS. It's a direct and elegant application of this entire theory. In a standard transformer, the FFN block is static. It's the long-term memory, frozen after pre-training. Its update frequency is zero.
Right, we talked about that.
CMS replaces this single static FFN with a chain of FFNs. Each FFN operates at a different update frequency.
Oh, I see. So you have FFNs that learn at different speeds, just like the brainwave analogy.
Exactly. You can have a low-frequency FFN. It stores the original pre-trained knowledge. Its parameters never get gradient updates after pre-training. Then you might have a mid-frequency FFN. This one accumulates gradients for, say, 1,000 steps. Then it updates its weights.
And a really fast one?
Yes, a high-frequency FFN. It accumulates gradients for only 16 steps. Then it updates its weights. This creates a continuum of memory. It's directly inspired by synaptic consolidation in the brain.
That's brilliant. So the model can continually learn and consolidate new information at different timescales. It avoids that problem of catastrophic forgetting of the core knowledge.
Precisely. the core knowledge stays in those low-frequency blocks, while the model adapts and learns new things in the higher-frequency ones.
Recap. So, to summarize, we've moved beyond layers to nested optimization problems. We've made optimizers intelligent learning modules, and we've built architectures with a continuum of memory. What's the flagship model that combines all this?
That's the HOPE model. It's built directly from these principles. It combines a self-modifying recurrent module, which actually learns its own update rule, with that multi-frequency continuum memory system for knowledge storage.
A self-modifying recurrent module. So it's not just learning what to do, but how to update itself. That's meta-learning on a whole new level.
It truly is. By reframing everything as a nested optimization problem, this paper doesn't just propose a new model, it suggests a completely new access for model design. We're moving beyond just adding layers to adding levels of learning, all defined by their update frequency.
Thoughtful. This really makes you rethink the foundations of deep learning. It's not just about bigger models, but smarter, more dynamic internal learning processes. Thank you so much for breaking this down for us.
My pleasure. It's a really exciting area of research.